The University of Michigan is dramatically increasing its commitment to environmental sustainability. Much has been accomplished in recent years, and much more is to come. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest this morning is Terry Alexander. Terry is Executive Director of the Office of Campus Sustainability at the U of M. Terry, good morning and welcome back.
Thanks for having me, David.
You know, I think as we enter this conversation, it's probably a good starting point to grasp the commitment needed to make the U of M an even more responsible steward of the environment. Do you have an understanding of the impact of such a large institution on the local environment?
Well, you know, David, that's something that's it's always on our mind as we look at the university mission of education, research, healthcare. And if you look at the size of the institution, it's really like a small city. We're approximately 34 million square feet of building space. We have our own transportation systems. We have our own utility systems. We take care of and actually cater to a population of about 80,000 people a day. You throw in a football Saturday, you've got another 110,000 people. So we're really a small city when you look at the impact that we can have on the area. We have our own power plant, you know, that type of thing. So we're very cognizant of not just, you know, what environmental impact we have on the area, but also the financial impacts. When you look at the $1.2 billion a year in research that we brought into the area, when you look at the 30,000 faculty and staff that are employed and the capability of the university to continue to grow, it just keeps getting bigger every year.
Well, on September 27th of this year, President Mary Sue Coleman delivered a speech entitled Going Green, Staying Blue, Sustainability at Michigan. And in it, she shared some of the school's successes to date, including three decades of recycling, achieving silver LEED status or better on recent construction projects, and the introduction and expansion of the Planet Blue Energy Conservation Program. To date, what kind of difference have these programs made?
Well, the big one that I'll mention is the Planet Blue Operations Teams. At this point in time, we've gone through approximately 70 buildings on campus. Across those 70 buildings, we're seeing about an 8.6% average energy reduction. That equates back to about $5 million, you know, and then you look at the energy savings, you look at the greenhouse gas reductions. So, you know, that's a huge impact on our, not just our environmental footprint, but also our economic footprint for the area.
Yeah, you're saving millions.
We're saving millions each year.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Our guest this morning is Terry Alexander. He's the Executive Director of the Office of Campus Sustainability at the U of M. President Coleman announced some far-reaching environmental goals that, if successful, will make an even bigger difference in the quality of the local environment, reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 25% among them. What's the plan in place to achieve such a lofty goal?
Well, we've got a lot of different pieces of the puzzle that we're working on. Number one, we're going to increase our emphasis on the energy conservation work. Up to this point, we've been looking at payback on our energy conservation projects somewhere in the 8 to 10 year point. What we want to do now is start to push a little bit harder and maybe bump that payback period out a little bit further. So we're looking at more effort there. We're looking at ways to increase ridership on our public transportation system that we operate so that we can reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, perhaps cut down on the number of people that need to come to campus to park. We're looking at various aspects of alternative energy sources that we might be able to tap into. We're working very closely with our energy partner, DTE, to bring some solar arrays to our North Campus area.
And that will actually come to reality potentially this coming spring.
We're shooting for the spring to get this into reality. Right now we're in the final contract negotiation. So, you know, all of these efforts are pieces of that. There's not really one major project that's going to achieve what we want to achieve. So we just have to kind of whittle away at all the little pieces of it.
In a very real way, a major artery in the lifeblood of this particular community is the Huron River, and the U of M is really taking a look at how it impacts and how it can better protect the river.
Well, you know, we've always been very supportive of protecting the Huron River. We understand this is such a valuable resource to the local community, to the region. It feeds directly into the Great Lakes. So over the years, we've always had good, strong programs looking at controlling erosion, controlling anything that may run off to the river. What we want to do now is step that up a little bit, and we've put a commitment in place to reduce the amount of land-applied chemicals that might be used for, like herbicides, or maybe try to find more ways to reduce the amount of salt and sand that we use in the winter. All of these things have impact on the river, and we want to try to cut back and reduce that as much as possible. But we still have to be aware, if you look at something like salt and sand, we have an obligation to have a safe community also. So we can only cut back so far until we can find different technologies that might help us achieve the same safety.
All of the things we've discussed, while we'll, in the long term, will create cost savings and job creation, which also benefits the economy, come at an upfront cost that is, well, pricey. So how do you weigh and balance how much to dedicate in terms of financial resources to these projects when higher education funding is at such a premium?
You know, that's an excellent question, and it's something that we struggle with every day. What we're really aiming to achieve is the ability to institute sustainability into all of the processes and programs that we have going on campus. So that means it's maybe not a huge upfront initial cost, but it might be an incremental cost on something that we're already doing, and it might be a way to adjust the priorities of how we're doing something. To give you an example, we're in our transportation side, we are just bringing on board 7 hybrid buses to our fleet. And the way we were able to accomplish that was going out and working with the Clean Energy Coalition to find grant funding to help pay for some of that. So what we did was we reprioritized our effort from simply transporting staff and students around campus to, hey, let's find a way where we can make our fleet a little bit greener. Let's go out and invest a little effort in trying to find some of this other money that might be available to us.
As we discuss these forward-looking visions, can you describe to me what the U of M campus may look like in 2025?
That's a great question, and I've given a lot of thought to that. One of the things that that I would love to see, and hopefully we can reach that point, is a lot greener transportation system. We already have a very green system. We have several gas electric hybrid vehicles. We're increasing the greenness of our bus fleet. Over 500 of our vehicles run on alternative fuels, either ethanol or biodiesel. But perhaps there's a way we can find methods to change the way that we transport people. Or perhaps we don't need to move people around campus as much as find ways to allow them to interact technically through video conferencing or something like that. I would love to see the campus be a lot more of a open environment type of area where people can get out and learn about the environment and enjoy the environment. It's kind of a living learning campus concept where when students come here, they immediately get immersed into that campus environment, and rather than the green aspect being something on the side, it's something that they just naturally fit into their living patterns.
Well, Terry, where can people find out more information on the ongoing sustainability efforts at the U of M?
Well, the best place is our campus sustainability website. That's sustainability.umich.edu. We're always happy to come out and meet with people, talk about things such as we're doing here. And we have a lot of people across campus that love to share the stories that they have going on. The different aspects of projects that they're working toward.
Thank you so much for your time today. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
That is Terry Alexander, Executive Director of the Office of Campus Sustainability at the U of M. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to another installment of Issues of the Environment. It's a cooperative effort of the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and the News Department at 89.1 WEMU.